your call sign, and it'll say log contacts. If you go in there and you look around, you'll see one that says manual entry, and you click on that. You'll have to go back to it every time to click on it, because they don't just go back, but you could add all your entries in there. Take a look around and see, and you know, if you can't figure it out, then I'll help you, but if you want to just search around and explore it, that'd be where I'd start.
Okay, thank you for that. Yeah, I'll go ahead and get those entered into QRZ today, and then yeah, I'll switch back over to POTA.app and poke around a little bit more. I appreciate that.
There's a place in there that says Hunter Log. There's you know, you'll see little circles where you get the certificates and stuff underneath, and where you've made contact, and the little boxes turn green once you've made those contacts, and you can scroll down, and then once you upload your login to, you know, your contacts in there, it says my POTA log, and there's all kinds of different things. That it's a very cool site and things to look at. And then when you're hunting POTA, so when you're at home, you don't have to log the contacts that you hunted. You just have to confirm them on QRZ. They'll do the log and they'll upload it, and you'll get the credit for it. It's very neat how it works. Let me check.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Yeah, no, I'm definitely learning a lot, and I'm not gonna branch out into too many new login softwares now. I'm still getting used to QRZ, but yeah.
Also, if you want. And you want to do some hunting, there's the, you can go down in whatever band you want to hunt on. It says locations, and you can see the person there. And then what you do is, as you're hunting them, and you make contact with them, you log it in QRZ, and then there's a thing that says respot. And you click on the respot button, and you put, usually I put like, you were 5'8 into Georgia, 73s, and then you hit submit, and then it respots that person, so somebody knows that they're still active. It's pretty neat how it works. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Dave. Heard you and David talking there for a second. Just as I start to key the mic, throw my call in, the phone rang.
Good morning, Kevin. Yep, hate it when that happens.
You might swing by sometime, Dave, when you're in Hickson, and let me show you my POTA rig. It's nothing really grand or special, but it works. I've got like two cases, and that's everything.
I got to see your POTA rig that day. You had it set up over there at that festival Kelly and I came to. Thank you for GOQ.
Yeah, you seen it, Dave. I saw him the other day. It's too many days all of a sudden.
Well, at least I go by David, and we've got the Super Dave over there, but yeah, it always reminds me of the Dr. Seuss poem, Too Many Daves.
Tell this story right quick, and then I'm pulling in the church parking lot. When I was working for the fire department, we had a couple of Davids on staff. And then there was some people filling in, and some of our part-timers were named David. And what we ended up with was we had a daily tally board, and they put who was on riding what position. So we ended up that day with five Daves working. So they put the lieutenant's name, Gannon, in the lieutenant slot, and then they just wrote Dave everywhere else, so it looked like it was just one person doing all the positions. Guys, I'm here, let me get in the church. W4VFF.
That's hilarious. Yeah, I my last name is White, like the color, and I used to be a member of a Facebook group called the David Whites. It was quite entertaining, but I decided to close my Facebook account completely several years ago, and haven't really looked back.
Let me check. I tell you what, you know, there's several times I've wanted to close my Facebook account, but I belong to so many different groups that are very, you know, find out some good information. There's a lot of good ham radio groups out there also, and between the racing and the ham radio now and RC racing and some of the other stuff I did, that's the only reason I really get on there anymore is to check those groups. A few posts here and there about different things, but other than that, keep it very simple. KQ4GLQ.
You know, I have tried to open a new account a couple of times, and I guess my name is so common that they, you know, at one point they somehow blacklisted me or something, and they think that I am an imposter. So every time I try to use my phone number or my email address, it's permanently blacklisted in their system now. I even sent them a photo of me, and they wouldn't accept it. So they think that I'm fake.
So I have this tree in my backyard, and Miss Kelly loves this tree. I don't know why, but she does. And there's four hummingbirds in the tree, and one will fly to the